Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
February 12th, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, Photoshop Elements 6 for the Mac. Well, they announced it at Macworld not too long ago. It's going to be shipping pretty soon. So in the meantime, I thought we'd sit down and talk with the senior product manager, Mark Dom, over at Adobe, and find out what we can expect when we get Photoshop Elements 6 for the Mac in our hot little hands. So Mark and I have a pretty good conversation. I'm going to jump to it just here in a minute, and then I'll come back afterwards and we'll do a little virtual camera club business. But right now, let's see what Mark has to say about Photoshop Elements 6 for the Mac that we'll be seeing very soon. Here we go. How are you doing, Mark?
Good, Derek. Thanks for having me.
This is great. So you made the announcement, Adobe made the announcement at Macworld this year that Elements 6 is imminent. And I thought maybe we'd start out today talking a little bit about what we can anticipate when it ships, which won't be too long.
That's right. We're going to be shipping right around the corner. And when it comes out, we have a lot of really great features that we've added in this version. So I think Mac users are really going to be happy. Just to kind of dig into the features right away, I think one key for Photoshop Elements is over the years, it's sort of expanded to be more than just a photo editor. So Photoshop Elements for Mac also includes Bridge, which has some great features for being able to, you know, look at your whole collection of photos and, you know, zoom in with a loop tool to get a closer look on photos without having to open them. So some nice kind of workflow optimizations. You know, workflow has been a really big part of what we've been doing at Adobe for the last few years. And you think of Lightroom and photography. And so Photoshop Elements sort of has our own version of that too.
Let me ask you about Bridge for a second. Is it the same Bridge that we would see in CS3? Is it a modified version? Does it feel the same? Tell me a little bit about the Bridge that we get in Elements 6.
Yeah, so what you'll see with Photoshop Elements 6 is almost an identical Bridge. What you won't see, and when you compare what's there with CS3, is there won't be some professional level features, things like version queue or start meeting, but, you know, pretty much everything that's related to organizing, managing photos, you know, adding keywords, being able to search by keywords, being able to stack your photos, some of the nice new features CS3 offered are going to be included with Photoshop Elements.
Now, if you buy Elements 6 for the Mac and you're using the Bridge functionality in it, do you have access to Adobe Camera Raw through Bridge as you do in CS3? Is that similar?
Right. So if you have CS3 installed, you'll continue to be able to use the Camera Raw that you got with CS3. There is a difference between the Camera Raw functions that you get with CS3 and those that we expose with Photoshop Elements. We try to give you kind of everything you need with Photoshop Elements, but not some of the advanced controls that you'd find in CS3. So if you only install Photoshop Elements, you'll get kind of that different version than what you get with CS3.
So it just has fewer tabs, essentially?
Right, yeah. We won't see, there aren't curves, right. And we don't have a lot of extra sliders that right. The CS3 version right. offers.
So if you're a raw shooter, then Elements is definitely an application for you.
That's right. I've kind of made the jump myself, and so I'm able to do everything I need to do with the ACR that's in Photoshop Elements.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk about some of the other stuff that we're going to see in version 6.
Okay. Well, of course, a lot of people expect a lot of great editing features, and we have really a lot to offer there. The one key thing we've done is we've really done a lot of redecorating kind of in our user interface. And so the key that we're trying to sort of address is we want more customers to be able to get into the program and do more deeper kinds of editing. A common refrain we heard from Photoshop Elements customers is, I know there's so much more that I can do. And so we have now three kind of editing modes. I think it's a very comfortable place for anyone to start. We have a guided edit mode for someone who just wants kind of step-by-step help. And then a quick fix mode for someone who's a little more familiar with what some of the sliders and buttons do, and they just want real quick access to those. And then our full edit mode is a lot like Photoshop, where you launch the app and you have freeform control over everything. So we've seen some really great feedback on our new kind of user interface, and a lot of customers getting a lot more done.
So let's say that Elements is on your computer, the family computer, and let's say that mom is a really hot photographer and she really knows her stuff around. And, dad's just kind of a casual snap shooter. So then when mom loads up Elements, right? She could go right to the advanced mode and just be working in, you know, like a, you know, a serious image editor. And then when dad goes to Elements, he could just go in, you know, in more of a walkthrough version. And we're still talking about the same application here.
Exactly. You're just one button away from loading another, we call it a workspace. Mm-hmm. And you have, you know, the same cropping tool is there in Guided Edit, but we give you a little more information to help you use that tool. So you don't have to, hopefully, open the manual. You can just sort of let the program show you how to do it. And then when you're ready to graduate, when dad's ready to do something a little more trickier, he can just click a button and he's in it full.
Now, do we mention the sexy new look in terms of the black background?
That's right. So like you've seen, CS3 has gone with that darker background. A lot of our customers have really given us good positive feedback on the darker background that we have in Photoshop Elements. So yeah, we do have kind of the dark gray, and the feedback that we heard is the darker color really helps the photos pop off the screen more. And we want people's sort of main focus when they're in Photoshop Elements to be the photo, rather than just a lot of annoying user interface around the photo.
Yeah, it looks really good. It looks, I like it a lot. All right, what else should we be talking about here? I know there's a lot of stuff that we want to take a look at.
So beyond just making the program really accessible for lots of users, we also have some great editing features. And my favorite is actually a family feature. It's called Photo Merge. And we have three Photo Merge features. Photo Merge is all about getting multiple photos put together into a composite of some sort. The first Photo Merge feature is Photo Merge Panorama. So that's obviously about getting a nice, you know, panoramic shot. What's great about Panorama now, because we've had panoramic feature in the program in the past, is we've totally redone the engine that creates our panoramic images. And so now we have a fully automatic mode. So there's a lot less manual moving things around. You can just click the automatic button, and it does a superb job of blending the photos together and also finding how to lay those photos out. So really, it's like a one-button panorama. It's really magic in a lot of ways. The second Photo Merge feature is one that I think we probably all could relate to, and that's one that helps you put the best faces from a number of photos all together in one shot, like, you know, the family was actually happy to have their photo taken together. So I think we've all gotten used to snapping five or six versions of a photo, hoping there's one good one. So this new workspace that we have called Photo Merge Group Shot will let you stack the photos, virtually speaking, to be able to compare all the faces in the photos. And then with a really simple pencil tool, you basically scribble over a face that you like, and then it kind of magically appears on the right side of the screen in your composite. So you go through your five or six photos, scribble on the faces you like, and you have this really great, fully blended composite. So it really helps you get that perfect group shot.
We've talked about this before with Elements, but so, you know, you have a very low entry in terms of price to almost all of the advanced Adobe technologies. And I love the way that those are shared, you know, among all of the applications.
Right. Yeah, we have all that great science for sure. And what our focus is, that really gives us the luxury on the Photoshop Elements team to focus more on the user interface, to make that great technology accessible to someone who doesn't spend 40 hours a week in the program. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see we have, for example, we have some great auto alignment technology that Photoshop CS3 offers, where in CS3, they give you a lot more control over it. What we'll do is we'll kind of blend it into a smooth workflow to allow people to get the benefit of it without having to, you know, turn all the knobs that might be necessary to get a great result. We want you to get the great result with less effort.
Something else that I thought was a nice improvement in CS3 was the ability to convert to black and white. I mean, we've always been able to do it, but the new tools in CS3 are cool. Did any of those make it over into Elements?
We certainly are taking advantage of Photoshop technology. One of the ways that Photoshop helps you get some really good black and whites is through its channel mixer. Mm-hmm. And so we've incorporated what are essentially channel mixer presets into a new user interface for Elements users that makes it very simple to sort of experiment with five or six presets. And then beyond just picking a preset, we give you some sliders for modifying your channels for red, green, blue, and also for contrast. So you really have a nice range of different black and white photos that you can get from a color original.
I know you have some walkthroughs in Element 6. Are there anything to help folks that want to experiment with new black and white tools?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, we would love it if people could use the program and feel comfortable without reading the manual. And so we have built into the user interface a step 1, a 2, and a 3. So you should be able to get all the guidance that you need to be able to get that great result. Another feature that the customers have sort of been asking a long time for, to see curves in Photoshop Elements. And I think we really struck on a good user interface with our black and white feature where we load up some presets. So we've done something similar with curves. So we have some curves preset from Photoshop, allow you, again, very simply experiment with a couple curves. But the key for the Photoshop Elements version of curves is we'll give you the sliders that are labeled shadow highlights. And what you'll do is, rather than interacting with a curve, which most people really don't get the concept of a curve, we'll give you the sliders. And as you move the slider, you see the resulting curve. And it helps, I think, people connect something that's labeled clearly as a slider, like darkness and highlight, and connect how that affects the curve. And so I think it's done in a really educational way, and of course, obviously very effective as well, because people can start to experiment and learn the S-curve and how their photos can be manipulated using curves, get great results again.
Yeah, when I'm teaching, one thing I've always said, that the nice thing about Elements is that you can learn how to do stuff in Elements and then carry that knowledge through if you ever move into CS3. I think the adding curves and then helping people learn how to use it's a great example, because you know, if you're in CS3, it's just curves, right? And you either have to fool around until you know it, or have someone show you. And coming from Elements could make that a little bit easier.
Right. We're always trying to expose people to, I think, what's really important for digital imaging. Curves has been one of those things that I think even Photoshop customers have, you know, called and asked us a lot about. And so it's a real challenge for us. How do you make curves available, but in a way that's educational? So I think, we're really happy with the result we have in Elements.
Now, another thing that can be a little bit challenging in Photoshop is selecting stuff. What have you guys done on that front?
Well, we don't have any shortage of selection tools, but that is one of the reasons why people will go beyond iPhoto. Is, you know, they don't want just the global adjustment sliders that iPhoto might offer, but they want to maybe select a flower and change the color of the petals without affecting the whole background. And so that's when you're in the world of selection tools. Our new selection tool, Quick Select, makes it really easy to select an object in a photo. And as you sort of think of it as a brush, as you paint this selection tool over an object, the selection will snap itself to the edge. And once you have that selection, you can do a lot of advanced things. You can change the color of something. You can invert that selection and blur the background. So there's a ton that you can do that this new tool really opens up a lot of options for you.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned iPhoto, and if you don't mind, I'd like to just kind of take a little detour there for a minute. So a lot of Mac users, almost all Mac users, have iPhoto on their machine, right? They come, I mean, you know, the old joke is that iPhoto is free. All you have to do is buy a Mac to get it. So, and a lot of folks use it because it's there on their machine. So how does Element 6 fit into this photography picture for Mac users?
iPhoto is really perfect for a lot of customers, yet we also hear from a lot of others that they want something more. So Photoshop Elements is designed to be used either with iPhoto or with Bridge. Either one are both really good organizing kinds of applications. Now, Bridge has some options, obviously, that iPhoto doesn't, and I think it's worth giving a look to Bridge if you are an iPhoto user. Bridge, of course, inherits the Adobe Camera Raw plugin, and as such, it supports all of the same camera formats. So when new formats are supported, they'll be supported automatically in Bridge. So that's a nice option. But Bridge also has some great review mode features. You'll be able to see images in full screen view. You can, of course, tag photos. You can use the loop tool to see, you know, zoom in and see portion of your photo without opening the photo. So a lot of great time-saving features. And, of course, you double-click on a file in Bridge, and it can open in Photoshop Elements. iPhoto also has an option for being able to let your photos be edited in Photoshop Elements' editor as well. And so we really wanted to make it so it's complementary, sort of whichever customer type you might be. You really like iPhoto, no problem. Double-click on photos and edit them in Elements.
Yeah, I think it's even getting more interesting than it was. I mean, for the longest time, the way that I recommended folks use iPhoto Elements was that iPhoto is a great organizing tool. It has, you know, some of the stuff in there, like slideshows and so forth, pretty good stuff. Its connectivity to greeting cards and stuff, which I might ask you about on Elements too. All good stuff, but you know, its image editing tools lacked. And even now, even though they've improved the adjust palette in iPhoto, there's still nothing like, it doesn't even come close to like you're going to see in Element 6. And then forget about the, you know, things like merging technologies and so forth. So the workflow I used to recommend is that you know, for sure have elements be, you know, the your external editor that you use with iPhoto, and then, you know, you could round trip. But I think now it's even more interesting than that, because I could see using iPhoto for maybe some of its unique features, and then using Element 6 as your primary organizer, and just keeping all of your files, you know, in your pictures folder by folders, and having bridge point to them and so forth. So I think the good news is that we get to choose exactly what we want now.
And that was kind of, that's the options. You want to give people that choice, because people do have preferences, and we want to support those.
I know we didn't talk about this before when we were just chatting, but in terms of output options, does Elements have any goodies that way?
There is, actually. We've done a little bit of work there, too. So we support the same features that we've done in the past. So you can optimize a photo for the web with our Save for Web command. We, of course, have full file format compatibility with Photoshop. So that's an important thing that we always preserve. And a new feature we have that's kind of in the area, you mentioned greeting cards. We have new ways for you to create sort of a multiple page document. You know, digital scrapbooking for, you know, I think for some, it probably isn't as interesting as it is for others, but there are a lot of people who want more with their photos. Maybe it's just a simple layout. And so we have some features that help you make even a multiple page scrapbook. And when you save that file, there's a new file format called PSE, which will allow these documents to open up as a single document. So you double-click on a PSE document in Photoshop Elements, and it'll open up multiple, essentially, PSD files. So it's kind of an interesting, great innovation.
Actually, I'm really glad we stumbled onto this, because for a long time, I know Elements on the Windows side has been sort of the default application for scrapbookers. It sounds like Mac users that enjoy scrapbooking, this might be the application also?
Absolutely. I mean, every feature that has been in the Windows version that's sort of built that reputation is in the Mac version here as well. So one key one that we've spent a lot of time working on is one that will help people create a photo book that they ultimately plan on ordering online and, you know, having professionally printed and bound. We have, in fact, a special workflow just for creating a photo book. And what's great about this workflow is it allows you to see your two pages as a book. So you kind of, it's more WYSIWYG environment for creating your photo books. And we have also a very full content browser. So we have some great customization options for adding frames, and there's even clip art and background. And so, you know, as I say this, I know there's probably a lot of people who are cringing at, you know, hey, that's content is like, no thanks. But it's kind of a funny thing, because you put it in front of people, and people who never imagined that they'd be using content might dabble with it a little bit. And you don't have to be a heavy content user to find something that is really attractive looking, to whether it's a subtle look you want or something that's really heavy. Our content browser has a lot to offer there.
Yeah, I actually think this is a good feature, because, you know, the thing that I felt that on the Mac side, people who enjoy scrapbooking never really kind of got the same tools that the people on the Windows side. And it feels like now the playing field is leveling a little bit.
Yeah, and as you say, I think Photoshop Elements really is kind of at the head of the game there on the Windows platform. And as I said, I think the Mac version's every bit as capable as the Windows version in that regard.
Well, I'm glad we found that. Okay, what else? There must be something else I haven't asked you.
You mentioned RAW before. You know, a new feature we have in Photoshop Elements is that we allow you to batch process your RAW images. So if you've got to change the exposure level of 10 of your photos because, you know, the setting wasn't right, it's very simple. Select 10 images in Bridge, and with one slider adjustment, you can change the preset for all those. So batch processing RAW is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then finally, this is more kind of a subtle or a finer point, but I think it's an important one. Once you discover it's there, you tend to use it a lot more. And that's our new camera lens distortion filter. Yeah. So it's a very handy way for you to, you know, take care of that that bulge, you know, that you see in your cameras. And also, you know, another great feature is the vignetting control that you have in our camera lens distortion. And how many times you take a picture of a nice landscape and you see, you know, the corners of the sky are darker than the middle. With one slider, you can just lighten up the corners. So it's a very easy and intuitive way to fix this really common problem. And you won't be able to resist it now. You'll want to send all your photos in there because it's just so easy to do so much.
And you can use those controls creatively, too. I mean, you know, you can have fun with them, you know, when you're not correcting stuff.
That's right. Well, you know, we pride ourselves on designing a tool for a certain purpose. But as you know, there's so much more you can do with it if you're a little creative.
I wanted to go back to batch processing for a second. Now, in Bridge 4, you can also synchronize. So in ACR. I mean, you can synchronize. So you can edit one photo, but you can have a bunch open, and then you can synchronize those edits. Does it work the same way in the Elements version?
It does. That's exactly the same.
Because I like that a little bit better than batch processing because it's easier on the processor, you know. Then another thing I wanted to ask you that made me think about the processor. So what kind of machine should you have to have a good Elements 6 experience?
Well, Elements 6 is universal binary, so you can get away with an Intel or a PowerPC in that regard. Other than that, it's just like Photoshop. You know, the more RAM you can get, the better off you are. Our minimum is only 512, but we always recommend 1, I think, is what we go with. 2 is always better.
Is it Leopard compatible?
That's right. Leopard is fully supported with this version, so anyone who's been holding back for Leopard support can go for Photoshop Elements 6.
And then I've heard that you can pre-order it now on the Adobe site. And if so, about how much is it going to cost us?
Well, if you're a brand new user and you're not upgrading from a previous version, it's only $89. And if you're upgrading from a previous version, you get a discount of $10.
Just to recap here, you get your Mac, you have iPhoto already, so you have some fun tools there. You pick up Elements for less than $100. And so basically, you have just about everything that you would need, you know, the enthusiast, for less than $100.
That's right. And Photoshop Elements really does give you a lot of headroom to grow. So you should be happy with Photoshop Elements for quite some time. And when you want to take that next step, we'd love it if people would. Photoshop is kind of right there, ready. So,
hey, Mark, thanks so much for taking some time out. I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on this application when the final version ships.
Do it again anytime.
All right, well, that sounds pretty good. I'm looking forward to getting the box. As I said before, I've seen the beta. I like it. I like it a lot. And I think it's a great complement to iPhoto. And that's the way I would probably use it, iPhoto and Elements 6 together. Good stuff. A little bit of Virtual Camera Club business. First, let's talk about photo assignment for the month of February. The assignment is empty. That's right, empty. And I think it's hard, but then I think when you really think about it, it's not so hard. So, you know, empty can be all sorts of things, from empty boxes to empty lives. I hope you take this one on, because I'm looking forward to see what you come up with. Grab shots are starting to roll in again, and I'm really happy because I like them so much. And what's really nice is the shots that are coming in are just, you know, outstanding. And if you haven't been over to our Flickr public group, the Digital Story public group over on Flickr, you know, that's where the member gallery comes from, that shows up on the Digital Story. People that publish their photos to the Flickr public group, the Digital Story public group there on Flickr, then their shots automatically appear in the member gallery on the Digital Story. And there are conversations and stuff going on over there. I just wanted to bring it up in case you hadn't been over there for a while. It's a pretty interesting place. Like over 580 members and thousands of photos and good conversation. So it's the Digital Story public group on Flickr. And you can get to it from, if you go to the member gallery page on the Digital Story, there's a link that'll take you right over to the Flickr public group if you want to check it out. And I suggest that you do. And one last thing, our sponsors, very important to the Digital Story. And I want to thank the folks at ExpoDisc and Photomagico and LowPro. All three of them have tiles on the Digital Story. Great sponsors, and they really stand behind this podcast. And I hope you stand behind them and support them by clicking on their tiles and seeing what they have to offer. So that'll wrap it up for today. And I'll get to work. You go take some pictures, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.